Roundabout. You're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Lewis Miles, and this is episode number 108. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Nebraska's Department of Transportation joins the rest of the country in using roundabouts more frequently as a means of directing traffic, reducing crashes at intersections, increasing intersection capacity, controlling vehicle speed, and reducing traffic conflicts. To help, FHWA has produced a range of materials to communicate the benefits and benefits of roundabouts to a diverse audience. Here's how to move in circles on your way through the city. If the city or the place is spinning in circles, you've probably seen at least one round. This image is part of the ongoing efforts of FHWA to illustrate the characteristics of roundabouts and educate people about the rules of roundabouts. Graphics were installed at the stands of the theme fairs and public events as well as in public schools. If you watch the video, you will know how to use a single or multi-lane roundabout with vehicles, bicycles, and on foot. These tips apply to modern roundabouts, roundabouts or traffic-calmed roundabouts with two lanes, at many intersections, including on main roads left, right, left, turn lanes, left and right, a roundabout is appropriate. Roundabouts handle larger volumes than signposted junctions and require less space to drive than comparable junctions, which are controlled by stop signs and traffic lights, so they can reduce delays and waiting times. Side traffic and turning can be delayed because there is a stop sign or traffic light at the intersection. Another important factor in making roundabouts safer and more efficient is that they are designed to be driven at a slow and steady pace, so that you do not stop to enter them. By reducing the number and severity of conflict points and slower vehicles, roundabouts are significantly safer than some types of crossings because vehicles pass through them. This increases safety and gives pedestrians and motorists more time to react, and pedestrians only have to cross one direction at a time. Roundabouts have the advantage of offering more space for pedestrians, more space for vehicles and less congestion, but also greater safety due to slower vehicle speeds and a lower number of conflicts. If you can safely enter a roundabout without stopping, you do not have to stop completely as at any other intersection. Drivers approaching a roundabout must reduce their speed, be aware of possible conflicts with vehicles already in circulation and be prepared to stop for pedestrians and cyclists. Drivers entering roundabouts must give way to the traffic that has priority. At multi-lane roundabouts, signs at the intersection should indicate where you want to be. As the vehicles drive around the roundabout, keep the speed slow and steady and, as mentioned above, drive in both lanes. As with a roundabout, the approach traffic should turn right from the central island, as it does not lead to low speed. The incoming traffic leaves the traffic only, the outgoing traffic is in the left lane. A multi-lane roundabout complements the above instructions by a further step. The left-hand turn lane is selected and the corresponding lane is selected. This reduces congestion and congestion by allowing for turning left, right, and left to the other side of the island. Congestion can be reduced by allowing left-hand turning in the opposite direction, for example from left to right or from right to left or vice versa. It can also reduce congestion when turning right, for example, from east to west and north to south in both directions. A roundabout has been shown to reduce the incidence of serious and fatal traffic accidents by calming traffic, leading to the idea of introducing mini roundabouts for pedestrians in multimodal urban areas across the country. Safety. Roundabouts have been shown to reduce the frequency of serious traffic accidents. Calming features such as speed limits and traffic lights that have led to them being introduced for pedestrian and multimorbid urban areas in all countries. Minnesota has joined the roundabout madness, with more than 140 roundabouts built since 2014 and 20 more each year. Of the 22 roundabouts that met the test criteria, 30 more were installed on state roads and 40 more are planned. In September 2020, PennDOT released a list of intersections that had previously been stopped, and, signaled, controlled. Roundabouts are assessed on the basis of right-of-way, traffic flow, safety and other factors, as well as their impact on traffic congestion. A study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found that fatal crashes at intersections where roundabouts replaced stop signs and traffic lights fell by 89%, and a 2014 study in Minnesota found similar results. The graph on the right shows the size of a roundabout compared to a smaller modern roundabout. The smaller roundabout with its smaller circle had a higher, than average, crash rate compared to similar junctions. This has been Episode 108. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.